the sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? My name is Moose. That's Breezy. And we're just
checking in.
And those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Here's the deal. 24 for the high today. Windy conditions. The temp will feel like it's negative 1 around 10 a.m. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so put that jacket on if you own one. If not, I would recommend Open Door Mission. Where's that? That's around the corner from us.
Mm-hmm. Go grab a jacket. Absolutely. Or Burlington Coat Factory. Whatever. Let's get into people's good vibes, shall we? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's George on my way to work. You are the best morning show, and I love listening to you every day. I think he says that every single day.
What's this guy's deal? Now it's, I don't know, he's up to something, man. This is fishy. Why are you gassing us up so much,
George? It's all calculated.
You must take it.
He needs something from us. So classic.
We love you, buddy.
We love you so much.
We'd love if you call. I want to hear your voice.
Oh my god. Okay, who else is here?
This is George.
Not you just doing the voice from it.
Georgie.
Who's this? Oh my god. Not Olivia.
What's up, Olivia?
Hi, Olivia.
What's up?
She says, good morning. I'm so excited for tonight because my boyfriend and I are celebrating our 6-month anniversary and we're hitting up Tony D's.
Aww.
The 6-month anniversary. Love it. Get it.
6 month.
Get it, boy.
Somewhere in between me being 26 years old into me being 40 now, I lost it. I was this hopeless romantic, just would love bomb the hell out of someone, spilled my feelings, very open, very vulnerable 24/7. And that's all gone. I'm dead inside. So that's very sweet that you would make time out of your schedule to celebrate, 180 days.
Are you okay? Do you need to talk to somebody?
Yeah, I'm losing
like
it.
Like I said, BetterHelp subscription waiting for you. Still haven't gotten endorsed by them. Got an email months ago. All right. Well, on that bright note, how's your vibes?
Oh, not good, but I'm only human. I'm a half full, the glass is half full type of guy, but that's not it this morning. I'm not feeling great at all. This was horrible to come in this morning. But, you know, I'm doing this 72-hour water fast. I'm coming up on 34 hours that I have not eaten. I'm just drinking electrolytes and some bone broth. But I will be able to have my first meal tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And it was nice because my friends were calling me yesterday. We were in a little support group. You know, we're cheering each other on. You know, you can do it. Don't quit.
Keep after this water fast is over, do you want to get into another type of support group?
What's that?
Therapy?
Oh, nah, you know, it's one thing at a time. It's one thing at a time.
After you shove that chicken parm in your mouth tomorrow, maybe we call someone. We do group therapy at your house.
You think that's going to be my first meal after a 72-hour water fast?
I don't know what you're going to eat.
No, I'm going to eat Greek yogurt with berries and honey. You got to ease into it. I'm not trying to get sick. But yeah, basically what I feel like this morning is my head is pounding. And I feel like I have the flu and my body aches.
But that sounds fun.
We're going to do a show today, are we not? Let's do it! Breeze?
I hate every second of this. Okay, well, my good vibes are I finally feel like at peace and at home in my new space.
Yeah.
We hung a lot of stuff over the weekend. Things are being put away. All the little mismatch, knick-knack, paddywhacks. They're all either being donated, put away, or thrown away. So I'm excited about that. And I'm finally starting to feel like, hey, this is my place.
Does your third roommate help out with that stuff?
He's missing right now.
Oh, do we need to call someone?
He's fine. We know his whereabouts.
Okay. So it's nice not having him there.
I You set it on me. You know?
By the way, loving the spray tan this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Look good, wait, feel better.
Yeah, how many coats did they do on that?
I think they did like 17.
17 coats. Yeah, sure. Right. Mm-hmm. It looks supernatural.
Thank you.
We'd love that. Well, when you look good, you feel good. All right, guys, let's talk about what's happening in the town of Henrietta, because the power problem may be soon. Some of you are like, what power problem? The town is basically running out of space on the electric grid. And it's stalling residential development. It's stalling businesses, homes. But I'll tell you what the state is planning on doing to fix that with the help of our friends over at RG&E.
Yay.
That's coming up for the big story of the day next on BXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
Good morning.
The power problem in the town of Henrietta may soon be solved.
So. Thank God. Everyone's like, we're literally reading by candlelight, so perfect.
Some of you are like, what power problem? That was me. Right? The town is basically running out of space on the electric grid, which has stalled businesses, residential development for, we're talking over a year now. And on Monday, Empire State Development announced a $4.7 million state grant to go towards the cost of the substation equipment. Upgrades, which will allow RG&E to proceed with the initial phases of expanding capacity. I mean, the total price tag right now for all this entire project is over $17 million. The town and utility say the investment will support future development in Southwest Henrietta by adding more than 50 megawatts of additional capacity. It's a lot of power.
The megawatts. Love it.
There are nearly 1,000 affordable senior and family housing opportunities in proposals pending approval in the town of Henrietta that could move forward with the increased power capacity, according to Schultz. Now, people, some of us, you know, some of you guys listening, a handful of us, this doesn't affect us. But for the people of Henrietta, it's been an issue, like I said, for over a year. In order to deliver on our promises for housing and jobs, we need to make sure that we have safe, reliable, and accessible access to power, says Senator Jeremy Cooney. RG&E will cover the rest of the cost. And while that is good news for that town, what about the others? Bello adds that he's hoping similar state funding will be available for other towns like Penfield and Brighton, who seem to have similar issues. They're also looking to expand their grid on capacity. We just can't be running out of power in Rochester. We can't do it.
I give so much props to like electricians and linemen because couldn't be me. Couldn't be me.
Yeah, I know. We're not shocked by that.
I don't know how they do it. I don't. It's wild.
My cousin
work with things like that.
My cousin Mike owns his own electrician business. I'll give him a plug, Musumeci Electric. I went to work with him one time. I was like,
you're like, yeah, no thanks.
He's like, you can never do hard labor, can you? I was like, no, ask my father. I've tried. It's just really
tough. It's just not for me.
It's just, and you know what? I figured that out at an early age. My brothers were just drenched in concrete. I was over at Danceletics at the studios in Greece, tap dancing. That's
in a full sequin jumper.
Yeah. All right, coming up on the show, roles in the household.
Yeah, I just feel like now that I am a domesticated housewife, there was a lot that happened yesterday. I mean, the weather being one of them, but a lot of us didn't want to go outside. And what I did instead made me feel like I was really pulling my weight in the household. And
now that you have a significant other you're living with.
Yeah. A lot of things are changing over here. And it made me wonder, not everyone's role, no matter if you're a man or a woman in the household, is the same in every household. I mean, this isn't the 50s. No, we're not all trad wives. But I'm very curious to know what role you play in your household and in regards to your significant other, because we're out here.
Yeah. Who
we're
takes out
doing
the trash?
All the things.
Who's vacuuming? Who does the laundry?
And there's a lot. And we'll talk about all of that coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
When in a relationship, do you have designated roles of who does what? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And we're asking for a friend. I'm thinking about this during commercial break, and I'm like, I hope this doesn't start a fight between you and your lady.
I don't think it will. I think we were having the conversation last night, and I spent a lot of time yesterday. And listen, we have completely different schedules. She works 7 to 3. I work 5 to noon. You know what I mean? So obviously our roles can look different.
Mm-hmm.
But I was having a conversation with my friends on Friday, and my one friend who's been married for about a year and a half now, she was telling us that her husband cooks, does the laundry, and she cleans. Okay?
Okay.
Which, I mean, does everything have to be balanced all the time?
Probably
no. Not. I don't think anything will ever be 50-50. But like when they have kids someday, maybe that will come into play of one of her roles that she picks up. But I was thinking for myself, because yesterday I spent the majority of my afternoon cooking. Okay?
Okay.
I was cooking, prepping dinner.
What'd you make?
We did like lettuce wraps last night. Delicious.
Oh, those sound good.
So good. And we've been running into this issue of comes time to eat dinner, and then we're sitting there cooking dinner for hours, and then we eat, and then we go to bed. And it's like, I don't want to be
cooking. And nobody cleaned up. Not a single person cleaned up.
I don't want to be cooking for hours. Like, because that's how you get into habits if you're like, oh, I don't want to cook. Let's just like order out or something like that.
And God knows, we know how you feel about DoorDash.
Oh, couldn't be me. So I spent a lot of time cooking, prepping, doing all the things. And my girlfriend gets home, and I'm like, dinner's ready. Whenever you're ready, we just got to heat it up. Okay, great. And she's like, what can I help with? Okay. And I was like,
take the trash out.
You can like get the lettuce off the head. You can pull the lettuce wraps off the head of lettuce. She's like doing it. She doesn't know how to do it.
She's not doing it correctly.
I'm like,
right?
What did we do? All the lettuce is disintegrating in her hands. I'm like, what's happening? She's like, I don't know how to do it. I'm like, you don't know how to do it?
You don't know how to pull a piece of lettuce off
the
head?
Like, it's not working. I'm like, okay.
So this is actually where you turn from type B to type A.
Right. I'm like, now we're just like completely changing roles and personality too. So I was like, okay. So I get all the lettuce off. I'm like, forget it. I'll just do it. I get all the lettuce off. And then I'm like, can you just put this away? She tries to put it in like a snack bag. I'm like, a head of lettuce is not going to fit into a snack bag.
I'm laughing
like,
because...
what are we doing?
I'm picturing your girlfriend trying to shove a head of lettuce into a freezer bag.
I'm like,
put it in the fridge.
I'm like, why are you acting like you've never... This is your first day entering a kitchen. What is happening here?
She knows what she's doing. It's called manipulation.
So I was
You'll
like,
never ask her to do something again.
Literally. So I was like, all right. I'm just going to do this. And our microwave's like the size of my water bottle. So it takes 45 minutes to heat up anything for like even lukewarm. So we're getting a new microwave. But I'm like, hold on. Like, it's fine. And we eat. Everything's good. And I'm a little annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm a little annoyed.
Because now you're warming up your dinner over a candle.
I'm like, do we live in Henrietta? What's going on here?
No.
So we eat dinner. Everything's fine. And then I just sit there afterwards, and she's like, I'm going to clean everything up. I'm like, as you should.
Oh, jeez.
You know what I mean? Like, I cook dinner, you can clean up. And I think, like, you know, that's where she thrives and all as well. But it got me thinking, I'll do the cooking, she can do the cleanup and cleaning altogether.
I think some people would assume that that's just what you would do when the other person took the time
right.
to cook, shop,
correct.
Prep, all that.
And she didn't have an issue with that whatsoever.
No, that's fine.
But
I guess, you know.
Now there's one more role that is left wide open, and that's laundry. And we're not at the point where we're like,
you
doing,
need to do your own
like
laundry.
Meshing each other's laundry.
Yeah, just do your own laundry.
But I'm trying to get it so that's the case.
Well, it's new for you too, because your mother still does your laundry. I'm just curious.
I know, but my mom's not going to be home till May. So I need, I need a second string.
I'm curious how many men and women have gender roles in the household. How do you determine who is in charge of what chores? Is that a sit down conversation or more of just a, hey, take the trash out?
And I think it's honestly funny that you said gender roles, because like obviously we're two girls. And also for my friend, you know, her husband took on a lot of like the
housework,
more like women housewife roles. If we're talking like generic terms.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe truly exists, because when I was growing up, my dad was the one who cooked and my mom did the laundry. My dad always cooked.
Yeah. My dad didn't lift a spatula. My mom would go out of town. What do you think my dad did? He panicked. He's like, you want Chinese or do you want pizza?
So the same friend that I'm talking about her husband cooking, when we were in high school, her mom was going out of town for like a work trip, and she looked at me dead serious and was like, so like, what do you eat when your mom's away?
Right.
Like, what do you, I'm like, I just cook whatever.
How do you feed yourself?
She goes, all I know how to do is a PB&J.
That's it. Yeah, that's sad.
Okay, you're 16.
It's like, time to grow up a little bit.
It's time to do all of that.
You know, I taught myself how to cook during COVID. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I make some pretty bomb meals. But if my girl wanted to take out the trash, then of course I'm going to let her do it. You know, I'm all about making my baby's dreams come true. Let's go over to Derek. What's up? Moose, single people carry their own trash to the dumpster or curb. Among married couples, it's almost exclusively a male chore. When I brought it up, my wife laughed and said, trash is gross and heavy. I'll wash the dishes. Thanks. Lauren says, taking out the trash is absolutely a male chore. Shame on any man for allowing a woman to do it. Yeah, but Lauren, what do you do if you're a single woman living alone? I'm assuming you take out the trash.
Do it.
Or are you waving down men on the street to come do it for you?
All right. This person says, my husband and I both cook and clean. I do my laundry and he does his own. He seems to be okay with it. I told my husband I refuse to ever be a typical housewife. My friend started catering to her boyfriend left and right, and now they're married and she does everything and he won't even get off the couch.
Yeah, see, the only thing that's going to do is leave an individual with a ton of resentment. That's never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of person too. When I do move in with a woman, I'm so type A and I do everything now with cooking and cleaning and laundry because I'm a single guy living alone.
Right.
But when it's time for me to be in a relationship with the person that I'm living with, I can see myself already just being so controlling that I'm like, get out of the kitchen. I'll do it.
No.
Don't worry about it. I'll take care.
All of a sudden, you're wearing a French maid costume. Like, I don't know. I can just see it now. I can see it now.
The feather duster. This is really bad, you guys.
And my girlfriend weighing in. Yeah, we will never mesh our laundry together. Breezy has way too much. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but it's less laundry. I mean, you don't wear underwear. It's a lot less to clean.
That is true. Lighten that load.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Here's the deal today, guys. 24 for the high, windy conditions, but the temp is going to start to feel like -1 by 10 a.m. this morning. We love that.
Is it still coming down out there? Hard? Because when I was driving to work, it was like nobody's business.
We seem to be okay this morning, God. But if you are driving, just be careful because it's slick out there. Just a side note, to go off track real quick. So some of you know I've been doing this 72-hour water fast. I'm coming up on 40 hours of no food, just water. And I went to, during commercial break, Google the weather and what we're looking like for the remainder of the day. And I don't know why, but I put in the search bar baked ziti.
You're unwell.
I'm sitting over here laughing. I'm like, I have no idea why I Googled baked ziti, but that's the first thing that came up.
You are so unwell.
On your way to work this morning, you came from Fairport.
Yeah. So my commute's a little longer than it, you know, has always been.
Yeah.
My commute from Park Ave was 4 minutes, and now it's like 17.
Right. But you need extra time.
With good weather.
Well, you need
good weather.
You need extra time to brush off your car.
Yeah.
You don't do it, do you? Oh, you're the worst.
Chuck the wipers on and be done with it. But when I went out this morning, as I'm sure a lot of other people experienced early this morning, it was coming down. And it came down literally all day yesterday, all overnight.
Yep.
And there was a significant amount of snow on my car. So back it up, chuck the wipers on, you know, do my thing. Roll the windows down. And
roll the windows down just to get the side snow off.
I mean, listen, there's people who do it right, and there's people who are innovative and waste no time.
Do you have,
and I'm one of those people.
Do you own a snow brush?
Yes, I got actually a really nice snow brush for Christmas. So shout out to my mom. But I was driving to work and it's pitch black out. The snow is coming at my face. And this has only happened to me one other time. And it was when I was driving home in a snowstorm from college. And it's pitch black out. And I know that the first snowfall of the year or when it snows, people are a little bit dramatic.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like everyone's going 20 and there's like a light dusting. And that's annoying. But I think darkness and snow is a whole different animal. And when I was driving this morning on 490, I want to know if anyone else has experienced this. I sometimes have had this notion of like I'm tripping out. So when the snow is coming at you so fast.
Sure.
And you're moving. You can't figure out what's actually
right.
happening.
You're in a tunnel of snow. It's kind of like...
I feel like I'm in Star Wars. I literally feel like I'm in Star Wars. Yeah.
That's exactly what
Or like Space Mountain or a ride at Disney. I really do feel like I'm in a spaceship. And it really like, it just messes with my brain so much. And listen, you need to be in a good headspace if you're operating a car, a vehicle. So I'm like driving.
Not only do you need to be in a good headspace, but you have some responsibility to clean it off before you drive it.
Well, it was clean at this point. It was completely clean at this point.
It just snowed 10 inches last night.
You hit the gas and all comes off. No worries.
I just looked up. So Breezy drives a Nissan Sentra.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up on the internet. I said, how good is a Nissan Sentra in the snow? And it went from a scale of very poor to excellent. And it ranked you as okay. But that's only if you have really good quality snow tires.
Yeah. Well, I do now, which is
great. Now you do.
Which is great. I got those bad boys put on just in time.
It will perform best with proper snow tires and careful driving.
Have you ever experienced this, though? Have you ever, you know exactly what I'm talking about? Because like my head was literally spinning.
Yeah, I went off the road years back. There's, if you're going down 390 south, no, excuse me, 390 north, you could take the Westridge Road exit,
mm-hmm.
and it's a loop. And I had, at the time, my little 03 Honda Civic.
And those tires were quarters.
So
I'm sure of it.
I don't know what happened. I was doing the normal speed, and I did a right into the ditch. My car just did a whole, I don't know.
360 fishtail
into
moment?
Into the ditch. And I'm glad it happened because there was a line of cars in front of me. I was either going to hit them or just be a defensive driver and hit the ditch.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so sick of this damn weather.
Was this because it was dark or was it light out?
Dusk.
Yeah.
I mean, we're you know, winter, sun starts to set at what, 4:30, 2 p.m. And I was like, it was starting to get dark. And then that was a whole thing, getting the car out and then heading home.
Right.
It sucked.
Was your dad pissed?
No. I mean, but most of the time,
whenever I call my parents and I'm in an accident, they're pissed. I'm like, I'm alive, so that's good.
Nobody asks if you're okay. What did you do now, Breeze? I could see your dad so pissed.
One time I literally totaled my car on 490. This was years ago, 2020. And obviously it caused a huge backup, pile up, whatever. My dad, I'm going 490 west. My dad passes me going 490 east, waves out the window. I'm like, hi, are you going to stop?
Yeah.
Couldn't be him.
Couldn't be him. So my first vehicle was a 1996 Chevy Blazer. And at the time, being 18 years old, I had something called big truck syndrome, right? Normally found in white guys who compensate for their tiny wieners. So I thought I was big and bad, right? Because I had four-wheel drive. So I thought I could just do anything I wanted on the road. Totally just not a skilled driver at this time. So what I would do is I'd turn the four-wheel drive on, and if my father or my mom was parked behind me in the driveway, I'd go around on the lawn through the snowbank. And one time I got stuck on the top of a snowbank trying to get to MCC, and my dad came out pissed. He had to chain up his pickup to my Chevy Blazer and pull me out. He was pissed.
How many accidents have you gotten in, including the ones with like snow piles and banks and things like that?
I've hit two deer, which both times it was the deer's fault.
They ran into you, obviously.
And then that Chevy Blazer, the first radio station down at Five Star Bank building, I totaled that in the parking garage. It hit a pole.
How does that work?
It was on my phone during East Ave Fest. I went right down into the garage, and the truck went right into a concrete pole, and the tires went split both ways. The axle broke right in half. Somebody gave me $400 for that Blazer, and I took it. That was another stupid, you know. But those were like the last of it. And then, of course, the hit and run in L.A.
Right.
Somebody hit me and took off. But that's, you know, luckily I've never been in any serious accidents involving another individual.
Yeah.
It's just my own stupidity.
Mine have always been with other people. So I'm like, if I'm suffering, you're suffering with me.
That goes with all areas of your life.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I'll fully admit it. Reporting stories like this makes me a little bitter. Just a touch. There was a Take 5 winner right here in Rochester.
No.
The top winning prize of a Take 5 ticket was sold at a corner store on the city's northeast side for the New York Lottery. They announced it yesterday on Monday.
What was the jackpot for that?
The ticket for that was just under $30,000, and it was sold for Sunday evening's drawing at M&Z Express on Bay Street. The winner has yet to be announced, but okay. They are here, and they are local.
But they came forward.
Yeah, but their name isn't.
Yeah, but
publicized.
Why would you want to do that?
Yeah,
I think I don't know.
I love $30,000. Could
well
put
after
my down
tax,
payment on my house.
You'll get $8,500 after taxes.
No, literally.
Yo, we got to start playing because this just goes to show you, you never know.
You never know.
My when I was at Greece Athena, there was a teacher's aide in the class that I had all through like middle school and part of high school. She was great, and she played a scratch off ticket at Wegmans in Greece, won over $1 million. And then she passed away right after, I think. So I hope she got some time to enjoy it.
Coincidence?
I don't know, man. Anybody who ever wins the lottery, like big, big money, they say is always cursed. I'm talking about like Mega Millions, like people who won $100,000, $100 million jackpot.
I used to watch that show that was like the lottery ruined my life.
Yeah.
And they all turned into like alcoholic and drug addicts.
Every single person who's ever won it big, horrible things have happened.
I have this image in my head of this woman who was an alcoholic. She only rode around in a limo. She just get drunk in the back of the limo.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the show. It's just so crazy.
People are stupid with their money because when you've never had it, you have no idea how to use it.
Correct.
You know, so many of these athletes have gone broke who've had 50, 60, $75 million contracts.
The rag to riches story is crazy. And like, I don't know. I know people who've made six figures living alone, you know what I mean? And they're like, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm like, that's not.
If I win $50 million, A, I don't say nothing to nobody. B, I don't quit my job. I continue to work. C, I call my boy who's a financial advisor, say, what do I do with it? D, I give some to my parents and my brothers, and then my niece and nephews, when they turn 25 years old, they get a certain chunk of change.
Sure.
I figured all this out in my head just in case it were to happen because I play. I do
you
play.
Left one person out, so.
Don't worry. I'll take care of you.
Okay.
All right. Coming up on the show, what do you guys like to watch when you rot away? Kind of like us yesterday.
I mean, with the weather turning and it's going to feel like, what did you say, -1 out today?
By 10 a.m., it's going to feel like -1.
Right. Of course. I'm not leaving the house. Are you leaving the house?
I got a haircut appointment.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that. And I will not be. Once I get home at like 1, 2 o'clock, I won't be out for the rest of the night.
People got stuff to do.
My girlfriend last night goes, do you want to walk the dog with me? I go, there's nothing I would rather not do. I started a show yesterday, and this is going to be my rot show, and I wonder if anybody else has a rot show.
Yes, mine is pretty disturbing.
Oh, God.
It's really bad.
I can't wait to hear about it.
I can't wait to share it. It's coming up next.
98PXY is free.
We're all trying to shine bright like a diamond, but it's like 4 degrees out, and we're miserable. It's PXY Mornings.
I'm shining bright like a diamond with my spray tan.
Yeah, you got quite a few coats on you yesterday.
Sure did. Look good, feel better, baby.
How many layers is that? Moose Breezy, when the weather is this cold out, it's so hard to stay motivated. You guys know that. And with this, even me, this 72-hour water fast I'm doing, I feel terrible. I feel like I have the flu. So on top of feeling this way and it snowing hard yesterday, you can't help but to sit on the sofa and rot for 8 hours. If you have the ability to do so. Some of you have real jobs and families.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's not
us. We feel for you. We truly do.
Yeah, we do.
I did something similar yesterday. I mean, I was cooking the majority of the day, and then I got done around like 3, 4 o'clock. And I was like, all I was thinking about all day was watching this one show. And have you ever tried to watch a show that everybody tells you is so good? It's so good. You have to watch it. It's so good. And you've tried and attempted to watch season one, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 times. And you're just like, I can't get into it. Like, but I know once I get past this, it'll be better. And it's an older, like it started way older.
Yeah, that's
but it's still running today.
Yeah, that's Game of Thrones for me.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. I tried, and there was so much other content that right. I just got consumed with. I said, screw it. I'm not watching it.
You didn't do it?
Never.
You didn't follow through?
No.
So my commitment to 2025 was to actually follow through with this show. And what? I said it to myself, and I said it to my friend. And it's called Southern Charm. It's on Bravo. It's been around forever. It's still running to this day.
This is a series?
Yeah, it's a reality show.
Oh.
It's a reality show.
It's a reality show, you guys.
Classic reality show, right? Classic. But basically, the show, it just follows this group of friends in Charleston, South Carolina. It started in 2014. It's still going to this day. So there's like 10 seasons.
What do you get out of it, though? What do you like about it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Nothing just
right,
yet.
Right, okay.
Nothing just yet. But I was thinking, like, this will be my rotting show. This won't be a show that I'm like, oh my God, I have to run home and finish this right now. This will be a leisurely watch. Like, I can stretch it over the course of the winter, and it's mindless TV for when you just want to lay on the couch. Because not every show is like that. There's a lot of shows that
I know.
And you're addicted and you're obsessed and you need to know what happens in the next episode. It's not one of those shows.
I know.
And I was thinking to myself, I really feel like everybody needs a rot show.
Everybody needs
a show that they can just leisurely turn on and catch in the middle of.
Nothing calms me down more than a true crime documentary.
I know, but that's like your baseline. Like, do you have a sitcom or something that you could put on in the background while doing something else and you're like,
Everybody loves Raymond.
Really?
Watched it religiously since the 90s.
And you could put it on right now and still feel that feeling.
Yeah, I've seen every episode and every season maybe 3, 4 times. But
So I think, where would you even watch that now, though? Like Hulu or something?
YouTube TV.
YouTube TV. Perfect.
It's on repeat every day at every hour.
We love it. They have Everybody Loves Raymond channel. And he's in that new show, so you should watch
that show. I know.
It was really good.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
It's a really good one. But I want to know what your rot show is. 585-252-9800. This person says, Workaholics is definitely mine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And this person says, Broad City, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or SpongeBob.
Yeah, I was going to say It's Always Sunny in Philly. That's one of my go-tos. Speaking of true crime, so have you, anyone at all, 585-252-9800, Girl in a Box. Anyone seen this true crime story?
What corner of the internet are you on?
Well, the Girl in the Box, they did a couple movies on it. One's on Amazon, I started watching, and then A&E did a whole doc on it. Girl in the Box is about that 20-year-old girl at the time, Colleen Stan, she hitchhiked out of her Eugene, Oregon hometown. This was in 1977. Okay, she was careful who she picked up or who picked her up. Group of guys pull up, like five guys in the car. She's like, nah, that seems a little risky.
Yeah.
Then a husband and a wife pull up with a baby in the back seat, and she gets in with them. Turns out they end up pulling over, hold her at knife point, and then keep her in a box, like a coffin type, under their bed for like 7 years. And they only pull her out to like abuse the hell out of this poor woman or have sex with her or rape her, and then put her back in the box. And I'm watching this and I'm like, you want to talk about
uplifting?
Well, it wasn't very uplifting, but I'm watching this and I'm just in awe of how somebody can mentally and emotionally get through something like that. They would, after a certain point, allow her to go on a jog by herself. They'd let her out, but they always kind of told her about the company. People were watching her 24/7, so if she tried to get away or tell anyone what was going on, they brainwashed her into thinking that her whole family was going to get murdered and she was going to get killed. So she'd go out on her own for like an hour or two and then always come back. And they continued the abuse for years. And I'm like, I haven't finished it yet. But it, after a while, I'm like, okay, this is, I need to go to bed at some point.
Yeah.
This is a lot to sleep on.
I'm not riding to that show. That show gives me anxiety.
Oh, there's a ton of anxiety.
I have enough for myself. I want something that is completely and utterly mindless. Just mindless.
This could be mindless. She's playing in the background.
This person says, Friends, Sex and the City, Grey's Anatomy. Reba. Love it.
You missed out on all the really good shows growing up. Cheers.
Well, yeah,
Seinfeld.
Like a zygote.
Yeah.
I was a fetus. I wasn't even born yet. I wasn't even thought of yet.
Yeah, but all these shows are still on repeat. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of good shows out there. But for me, I don't know what it is. And maybe it's a red flag. Sometimes before bed, I like a good true crime. I like a good Jeffrey Dahmer story.
It doesn't give you nightmares?
No. No, it doesn't give me nightmares at all. I'm just find it so interested how somebody's mind works. To do something like that to another individual, what makes you tick? How do you get to that point? To keep a woman under your bed in a coffin for 7 years and just wake up and be like, you good under there? Coffee? How do you sleep?
Sleep? How do you sleep?
On my right side.
Like, not you, them. Like, I would just be laying there and I just hear, let me out. Like, how does she not say anything?
I'm
so confused.
Yeah. Anyways, it's called Girl in a Box if you guys are interested in
that. Yeah, so if you want to ruin your day, go check that one out. Or you could just watch 90 Day Fiancé.
That's a good one, too.
98 PXY. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
All right, we got a message from Andrea this morning who wrote in and says, Moose and Breezy, I am bummed I missed your guys' 2-year anniversary party on Friday.
No, we are too.
I listen every morning. Well, don't worry, Andrea. We're going to have a 2.5-year anniversary party in July. Every night, I put my 7-year-old to bed and I tell him the same thing. I tell him I'm going to love you forever and I'm never going to stop no matter what. And on Sunday night, he asked me, what do I do when you die? And I told him it will be a long time before that happens, and he'll be all grown up and older than I am now. But I'll try to stay healthy so I can stick around longer. I didn't answer his question well enough, so he asked again, but what will I do? I didn't know what he was looking for, so I told him he'll have a family of his own, and he'll have a job, and then he interrupted me and said in a very low whisper, but what will I do? How will I spend time with you if you're dead? And I said, she goes, I didn't know what to say. She goes, but I understand what he was getting at. What will he do without me? And honestly, I didn't know my little guy liked me so much. For context, I spent a lot of time with my kids, 10-year-old girl, 7-year-old boy. And I almost always put them to bed, take them to practices, handle pickup and drop off. I own a business, so I have lots of spare time. I guess this broke my heart in a way. And I still have not figured out a way to answer his question to his satisfaction. Not sure if anyone listening who is a parent has had their child ask them this before, but I would love to hear some of your responses. Thank you so much.
So this is called anxiety. Welcome. My brother asks my mom this question almost every day on the daily. He's like 27. So,
really?
Yeah.
He's still asking his mom that question.
Yeah.
What's the question? What will I do when you pass?
Yeah. What am I going to do when you die? She's like,
I know I can't be around forever, sweetie.
I don't know.
I asked this question to my parents when I was about this age, 7 or 8. It wasn't so much a question. It was just shedding tears saying, I don't want you to die.
Yeah, no, that was me like last year at this time.
Well,
to my mom.
You have a thing with death in general.
Right.
That's one of your triggers.
Right.
Is you wake up every morning scared of death. I think you've gotten a lot better with that. Yeah.
The medicine is doing wonders. Truly. So yes, it has improved and subsided slightly, but I can't say I still don't think about it every now and again. And I think it started at this 7-year-old's age for me. It was so weird. Whenever we would leave and go on vacation, we would be on vacation. That's when I would get triggered, and that's when I would think about it. Like, I'll literally never have this much fun ever again when I die.
Right.
Type of thing. Or whatever the case may be. And it's a lot for a 7-year-old, under and over, to grasp and to think about, because the weight of the world, like, not the weight of the world, but like everything's so heavy at that age. Like, especially when you get like older and into high school, every minor inconvenience is the end of the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of drama. If you do have a response of how you handle this at home, 585-252-9800. Crystal is weighing in first for Parental Confidential. She says, good morning, guys. Been there with my child, too. She was 8 years old, and I told her that you can speak to me through the trees and the wind. You can speak to me when you close your eyes. Although you won't see me, I will always be there.
This person
says... Her daughter at recess talking to a tree.
Literally. Hi, Mom. She's like, what's going on with Sally? If he continues to perseverate on a dying parent... or him dying at age 7, he could have OCD. That's what somebody wrote in.
That's true too.
So I would take that with a grain of salt, monitor it, and then if it continues, maybe go get that looked at.
I know he's asked 2 or 3 times already. You can cross your fingers that he just stops asking, but obviously your past answers that you came up with were not to his satisfaction. Matt says, good morning, guys. Kids really have the ability to understand a lot of things. Death should not be something they're afraid of. So just tell them the truth. Although kids know that everyone dies one day, it's important to talk to them about it too. My parents told me at a young age that death is a natural. It's as natural as being born. Death doesn't just come to those who are old. It can come to anyone at any time. That's supposed to make him feel better? Okay,
who
Matt.
Who said that?
Matt?
To his child?
It sounds like it. I don't know if that's the best advice, but okay, hey.
If my parents
we'll take
said
it.
That to me, I would feel an immense amount of discomfort.
Well, how do you do that? Sweetie, you have nothing to worry about. It's not just when you get old. It could happen to you tomorrow.
Yeah,
at any
sure.
given time. Michelle says there's a Bluey episode where one of the characters in the show says, remember, I'll always be here for you, even if you can't see me, because I love you. And that's how I try to explain it to my son, who somehow is now trying to figure out death thanks to his older cousin. Yeah, that's where it stems from, too, right? You hear from someone else,
mm-hmm.
especially the family member.
Yeah. How are you not afraid of death?
I was most afraid of it when I turned 40. I mean, we've had this conversation.
Literally
I'd go to bed every night thinking, what if my heart stops right now? That's the end of me. Done. And then I was like, you know what? Life's too short to worry about this. It'll happen when it happens. Best I can do is take care of myself and look both ways when I cross the street. That's it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
That's
right?
All you can do.
Come on now.
Don't drink yourself into oblivion. Please don't.
My personal advice... I would start writing a journal for each of your kids, telling them about your feelings, thoughts, memories, and hopes for their lives. fill it with affirmations of love and advice for life that you have learned through your experience. And when you are gone, those journals will mean everything to your kids. That's great advice, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think every mother and father should have a journal about their life experiences and then pass it down to their kids.
So wait. I got this for my mom and my dad.
Yeah. Are they using it?
Yes. My mom filled out. My dad refuses.
typical.
It's called Mom, I Want to Hear Your Story.
Yeah. I see all the advertising.
It's on TikTok and Instagram. Amazon and all that stuff.
I saw it pop up on my Instagram.
My mom filled it out. My dad refuses. So that's fun.
Why does your dad refuse? Does he have stuff in the...
It's not that he refuses. He's just kind of like, meh.
I want to go to Florida. It's cold. And then I'll go over to our friend Tommy here, who says, hi, Moose and Breezy. The book, The Invisible String, was great to explain to my son about connection. We read it to him after his grandfather passed. That's a good... Yeah, I've heard of this book, The Invisible String. I'm sure Amazon has it. I think that's a good book you can start with. To our friend Andrea, who wrote in this morning, death is never easy to talk about, especially with 6 or 7 year olds, because how do you explain it to them?
Right.
I don't remember the conversation, the response my father had when I started crying, saying, I don't want you to die. I'm sure it was something along the lines of, plenty of time.
Shut your eyes and go to bed.
You're going to get the belt. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no. But all kids go through it, you know? There's going to be a point in time during their childhood where they're thinking about death.
Right.
And me, am I thinking about it more now than ever before? Yeah, but look at all the true crime docs I'm watching on the daily.
Well, unfortunately, I just read an article that middle age is no longer 50. It's 37 because the average lifespan's 78.
Now it's getting shorter?
So you're middle-aged.
I'm not. At this point. I'm not middle-aged.
Unfortunately.
Oh God, I'm in denial. Thank you guys for all the messages for parental. We appreciate it. Andrea,
hey, I'm coming right up behind you, so don't worry.
Yeah, thanks for messaging in. We'll do another parental coming up tomorrow morning. Get that book, The Invisible String. It's PXY.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Shaboozy. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. There is a power problem in the town of Henrietta. And the good news is it may be solved soon. Some of you are probably saying, what power problem? There's a problem.
Massive problem.
The town is basically running out of space on the electric grid. And we know how devastating that can be, do we not, Breezy?
Truly.
And it basically has been stalling businesses and residential development for over a year now. And on Monday, Empire State Development announced a $4.7 million state grant to go toward the cost of substation equipment upgrades, which will allow RG&E, our good friends at RG&E, to proceed with the initial phase of expanding capacity. This price tag is about $17 million. It's going to cost, I don't know how that works. I mean, they got the grant, so it's not coming out of taxpayers' back pocket, right?
I mean, I'm sure it will at some point, but...
The town and utilities say the investment will support future development in Southwest Henrietta by adding more than 50 megawatts of additional capacity. You got to be kidding.
Add that wattage.
There are nearly 1,000 affordable senior and family housing opportunities in proposals pending approval in the town of Henrietta that could move forward with the increased power capacity, according to Schultz. In order to deliver on our promises for housing and jobs, we need to make sure that we have safe, reliable, and accessible access to power, says Senator Jeremy Cooney. So RG&E is going to cover the rest of the cost. And while that is good news for this town, a lot of people are asking questions, what about the others? Adam Bello adds that he's hoping similar state funding will be available for other towns like Penfield and Brighton that also need to expand their grid capacity. You know, you don't want to be cooking dinner over an open flame.
No.
We need electric. We need more power.
We need it. We sure do.
All right. It's that time of the morning for
everyone's favorite game.
Can't beat
Breezy.
We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to try and win a family 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters on February 8th at the Blue Cross Arena, or your choice of going to see Blippi join the band tour. That's going to be May 7th at the Kodak Center. That also is a four-pack of tickets. Breezy is starting 2025 off with a record of 0-1. So if you're brave enough to go head-to-head with our girl in pop culture trivia, call us right now looking for caller 8. Good luck.
XY is free and always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat
Breezy!
That's right. We got a four-pack of tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters coming to the Blue Cross Arena February 8th. Oh. Breezy, you're starting the year off with a record of 0-1. You lost.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. We're looking for caller 8. PXY, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, where are you calling from this morning, buddy?
Henrietta, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
How's your power? How's your electric?
Yeah, we heard that a lot of people are off the grid in Henrietta. Just a lack of power. Yeah. Matt,
not fun.
I got good news, buddy. You're caller 8! All right, listen, Matt, I need you to go head-to-head with Breezy, but before she leaves the room, go ahead and talk some trash to her, will you?
I can't do that to Breezy.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody wants to talk trash.
Ushing.
I will. All right, she's 0-1. Let's get right into it. The rules are simple. 5 seconds to answer each question. Give me your best answer for each one, okay, Matt? Here we go.
All right.
Question one, buddy. What animal is famous for sleeping while hanging upside down?
A sloth.
You're going to go with a sloth? All right. Question number two. What vegetable is considered to be the oldest? I'll give you a hint, Matt. It is green. What is the oldest vegetable?
A bean. Green beans.
Green beans. All right. Let's go to question three. The Buffalo Bills are facing what NFL team this Sunday in the playoffs?
The Chargers.
And question four, Matt, who was the first person to propose the theory of relativity? What was his name?
Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton. And last question, Matt, you like fast food, buddy?
Sure.
Me too. What fast food restaurant is credited with introducing the first modern day drive-through window?
McDonald's.
All right, that's five right there. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. All right, Breeze, you want to tally these up with our boy Matt here? All right, Matt, looking at your score right here, you got out of five, one. You got one right, which was...
Matt, sweetie, what happened?
Matt, listen, dude, that's still...
I don't know.
The wheels are coming off.
That's still plenty. To beat Breezy. Sit tight, buddy. I'm going to get to you in just a second.
I don't know if that's true, but let's do it.
Question one. What animal is famous for sleeping while hanging upside down?
A sloth. No, a bat. A bat. A bat. A bat.
What vegetable is considered to be the oldest? I'll give you a hint. It's green. Oldest vegetable.
Green bean?
Question number three, Breezy. The Buffalo Bills are facing what NFL team this Sunday in the playoffs?
Is it the Broncos?
Is that a question? I need a full answer here.
The Denver Broncos?
Question number four, Breezy. Who was the first person to propose the theory of relativity?
Albert Einstein.
Question number five, what fast food restaurant is credited with introducing the first modern day drive-through window?
McDonald's.
All right, Matt, you there, buddy?
He hung up.
Matthew, he feels kind of defeated right now. Matt, you there, bud?
Yeah, that was brutal.
Okay. Let's tally these up. Our girl Breezy got... One out of...
What?
She got 4 out of 5. Matt, I'm so sorry,
what
buddy.
What question did Matt get right?
So Matt got right number two. The oldest vegetable is considered to be the green bean. I would have also accepted pea. The Buffalo Bills are facing the Denver Broncos this Sunday, not the Chargers, Matt.
Huge football fan.
Yeah.
Who was the first person to propose the theory of relativity? That is Albert Einstein, not Sir Isaac Newton. And Wendy's is credited with the first drive-through window. And, of course, an animal that's famous for sleeping hanging upside down is the bat. But a sloth.
I immediately knew that was wrong.
It was a good answer.
I switched it.
Do me one favor, buddy. I need you to just say, my name is Matt from Henrietta, and I can't beat Breezy.
I can't do that.
There's something in it for you if you do.
There is something in it for you if you do. That is just part of the rules, Matt.
My name is Matt from Henrietta, and I cannot be Breezy.
That's so true.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Don't you guys get it? You're never going to afford a home if you keep buying avocado toast.
I literally went the other day to get avocado toast. It was like $14. So he's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Did you put a fried egg on it? It shouldn't cost that much. If I go to Village Bakery, I get a piece of avocado toast with a fried egg. It's less than $7. It should not cost any more than that. I told you about the time, right? I went to the Ritz.
Yes.
Ordered the avocado toast for brunch. It was $30.
Yeah. That's a tough go around.
I was
sure.
Pissed. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text if you need to clear the air this morning. Let's go over to our friend Lori, who's weighing in first. She says, we need to all stop making people feel bad about not enjoying reading. There, I said it. Well, who's making anybody feel bad about that? If you can't read, you can't read. Or if you don't enjoy reading. That's
more so a leisurely thing. I physically can't read, so.
You can read.
Not really.
You read. You just have a hard time reading chapter after chapter because you can't digest what you just read.
Let me read this text. I'm so happy that school is back in session. There, I said it. I'm very curious to know if this is a teacher or a parent.
No, it's a parent.
But what if it's a teacher?
Well, then, same thing. Any excuse to send those kids either to the principal's office or home early, just so you can have a drink.
Period.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Where's the best place tonight for a double date? That's not super expensive. We need a place that's super entertaining, but not a lot of money and good food. Oh, I don't know. Your living room? It's freezing out.
Yeah.
Or just go to Dave & Buster's.
Cold. V cold.
If you want some serious entertainment, you gotta go to Dave & Buster's. There's so much to do there when people aren't stabbing each other.
Yeah. There's not a brawl breaking out. That's like that and the Gohart place are the last standing entertainments in the Marketplace Mall.
The what?
Like place to go be entertained. Those are the last.
What's the other one you said, though, aside from David Buster?
The Go-Kart place right there.
Yeah, I think that's next door. That's a lot of fun, though. I do like that place.
Sure. This person says, everyone looks better with long hair. There, I said it. I don't know about everyone.
This is the longest.
I've seen men with long hair. And I'm so good.
This is the longest I've gone with my hair since COVID. Okay. It's been almost a month since I've gotten it cut. And it's just really bothering me.
Are you good?
No. Jen says, people who complain about winter in upstate New York should just move away. Stop complaining. You know what to expect once winter hits. There, I said it. Yes, but it's just nice to vent, Jen. We know what to expect. You know?
Jen.
But why can't we just all be miserable together?
This is the segment, so.
Yeah, this is what it is.
This is literally just the segment.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jen. This person says, it's not really worth it to get an autograph from a famous person. There, I said it. It isn't. They are right.
Why?
What are you doing with it?
I don't know. People have autographs of me on their bedroom wall.
Only people in Korea.
No. First of all, it's the Philippines.
Whatever.
And people here too in different states. Okay. California.
Just because Eugene, you signed Oregon. The wall of your apartment before you left.
That's not it.
This person says, getting dumped by a significant other via text is preferable. There I said it. How is that?
Because if you probably don't want to deal with it or have a deep conversation, just be like, just break up with me over text and we'll be done with it.
I never have to see you again type of thing.
There are some people that would not like that, though. Like me, if we're dating, I deserve a phone call. I think most people do, depending on how serious it is, you know?
Right.
If you've dated between 2 to 3 years, you deserve a phone call.
Yeah, I would say, hopefully, someone's like a kind person.
Let's be respectful here, guys. What's up, Donald? Hi, guys. My girlfriend broke up with me last night. What's going on right now?
Aww.
Can you please play Biz Markie, Just a Friend? Also, if she says he is just a friend, do not believe her. There I said it. Sure, I'll get that on for you,
she's
buddy.
She's lying. She's avoiding.
Yeah, that's all. That's what it comes down to. She's a total liar.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Our condolences, Donald. But you know what, buddy? You're better off.
Oh, this person did not leave their name, which for good reason. They said kissing people who smoke cigarettes tastes good. There I said it.
Ew. No, it does not.
I'll puke. No, I'm puking.
When was the last?
I literally puke.
You got to tell me, when was the last time you made out with a smoker?
I've never. That's not true. College?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, college.
Girl in my class at MCC, photography class. Super pretty. We ended up having a date at Spot Coffee. Okay, and then she, I don't remember even how I got there, but she drove me home.
She, not you blacking out over a coffee date. Not you putting
a passenger
Bailey's.
Princess. So we ended up kissing in the car, and I thought I was licking an ashtray. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
And when I got out of the car, through the backseat window, she had a carton of cigarettes back there. A carton. I'm like, oh, this is such a shame because she's so pretty. But
I would never do it. So I would never date someone who smokes cigarettes. So me, you obviously cut it off there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This girl was smoking cigarettes. And I was like, if you keep doing that, I will not date you. Never to smoke another cigarette
Listen,
again.
If they're doing it before they meet you, I mean, they are who you are. You're not going to change someone unless they like you enough to be like, okay. I'm
they
done.
Did.
Yeah, clearly. But you want to talk about licking an ashtray? That's what it tasted like. I'm like, this is, how do you not notice this?
It's
there wasn't a bottle of Listerine in the world that can cure that.
It's a non-negotiable for me. It is. There I said it. And if that makes me shallow, then that makes me shallow. Well, then I'm shallow.
You like what you like. Shauna says,
I don't like what I don't like.
When the hell did Goodwill become so expensive? $10 for a shirt? These thrift stores are all trying to be Gucci. There I said it. I don't know about that, Shauna.
Well, it's because people are flipping them, and they know that.
Not, I mean, Goodwill.
Yes.
$10 is not expensive for a shirt at Goodwill, especially depending on what kind of shirt it is.
You got to go on Dollar Sundays. Everything's a dollar.
I didn't know anything about this.
I told you about it on the show. So.
Oh, is that when the lady in line told you about it? Yeah. So if you guys are looking for cheap, cheap, cheap merchandise at Goodwill, Dollar Sundays.
But you gotta get there early because it's pretty picked over.
And I don't mean by cheap. I don't mean it's cheap stuff. I mean it's...
No, it's good stuff.
It's good stuff for half the cost.
The one in Victor? Go check it out.
All right. Dollar Sundays at Goodwill. Thank you so much, Shauna. Have a good one.
Get your 10,000 steps in while you listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy in the free Odyssey app.
Woo!
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY. 98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 1995 film, Seven. That's starring Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Spacey. This is an all-around family favorite, you guys.
I wouldn't say family favorite.
Before Breezy gets to her review, take a listen to our award-winning acting from a scene we acted out yesterday from the film on Moosterpiece Theater.
You can't see the whole picture just yet, can you? When this is done, When this is finished, people will barely be able to comprehend it. Only then, will you see.
You're just a freak, aren't you, John? Huh? You think you're a real mastermind.
I can't wait for you to see. I really can't. It's going to be something real special. Something real special.
Well, when this big thing happens, I'm going to stand right next to you. So let me know, because I sure as hell don't want to miss it.
Don't you worry. You won't miss it. You won't miss a thing.
Cut.
The wheels came off there for a second.
They definitely came off yesterday. It amazes me every time we do the segment, Mooster Piece Theater, and we're acting out a scene, how many people think we're actually just having
a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because our acting skills aren't great.
No.
Honestly.
They're so
good.
Sounds
like we're talking.
Yeah, they're so good. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 83%. Here's the breakdown. When retiring police detective William Somerset, Morgan Freeman, tackles a final case with the aid of newly transferred David Mills, played by Brad Pitt, they discovered a number of elaborate and grisly murders. They soon realize they are dealing with the serial killer, Kevin Spacey, who is targeting people he thinks represents one of the seven deadly sins. Gwyneth Paltrow's in it too, who is pregnant and afraid to raise her child in a crime-riddled city. I thought the movie was awesome.
I get it. It was something, for sure. Why does Morgan Freeman play the same character in every movie?
That's what he's good at.
Every movie.
Yeah, he doesn't really have to act. He's one that just kind of talks. Mm-hmm. But he's great at what he does. And most of the movies he's in are like 4 days long. So.
No, literally.
Yeah, all of them.
My favorite Morgan Freeman movie, Flight. One of my faves.
Flight?
Loved it.
Was he in that? With Denzel Washington?
Oh,
wrong guy. I don't think that's it. No, I'm sorry. I don't think that's it. Are you thinking of the Shawshank Redemption?
Him.
No, that's not it at all.
Yep, that was Denzel Washington.
Well, let's get into your review, shall we? Because the wheels are starting to come off. Favorite? First of all, did this movie hold up, Breezy?
No.
What do you mean? Yes, it held up.
No, it didn't hold up whatsoever. I mean, maybe back then. Can I just say something? I feel like serial killers were more prevalent back then than they are now.
Like the Dahmers and the John Wayne Gacy's
and
the Zodiac killers.
Why do you think that is? Just because police has gotten better? Or
I honestly think people are way more sick today than they used to be. They just haven't been caught yet.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
But you know what I mean? Like,
but
you,
yes, there
you
was
don't
a,
hear about.
Not like you used to, sure. In the 70s, 80s, 90s, a lot of these serial killers on the loose, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I think during its time, this movie may have held up, but it's your review. Go ahead.
So, back then, sure, it definitely was thriving. Now, I'm not really too sure. Didn't love Brad Pitt in this movie. Maybe I'm just biased and I don't love Brad Pitt at all. I thought his acting was poor. So, there I said it.
All right.
I lost the plot of the movie a couple of times.
Sure.
It's kind of confusing.
It's about the seven deadly sins.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. It's in the Bible. Right. Okay. There's seven deadly sins we all commit that you shouldn't probably commit. Hopefully none of us are committing murder, but some of us do. Let's go to your favorite scene in the film. Which one was it, Breeze?
I think it was the ending, the box.
Okay, so when the credits
reveal,
came up?
The big reveal of the box and when he shoots him. Because, like, honestly, the guy was John Doe or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
So annoying that I just wanted him out of there.
Got it. Okay.
He was very annoying, and I felt like I played that role well.
If you're just joining us for Breezy's big movie review, the first one of 2025, last night she watched the film Seven with Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Spacey, an all-around family favorite. Who is your favorite character in the film?
Gwyneth.
Okay. Obviously. And your least favorite? Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
All right.
Ugh.
But out of all the throwback moments in this film, considering it was made in 1995, what was your best throwback moment?
I think Morgan Freeman's top hat.
Okay, yes, sure.
Big detective vibes.
Not a lot of people are wearing the top vibes. Hat. The fedora.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know, just the wild goose chase of it all. It's like, are we really not going to figure this out? Are we really not going to figure this out?
Let's talk about what you've learned from the film, because every movie you take away something. What was it for the movie Seven?
I learned that, you know, aging gracefully is very important.
That's what you got
by looking at Brad Pitt.
That's what you got from this film for the best throwback moment.
No, I mean, from what I took away.
Or what you took away.
I mean, also, you can't trust anyone these days.
No, you can't.
You really can't. So,
all right, Breezy, let's get right into it. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring the movie 7?
Lost the plot there a couple times. Didn't love Brad Pitt. I thought John Doe was annoying. So I'm giving it a 2.5.
That's a terrible score.
Wasn't bad.
For a movie that was...
I could have gone lower.
I don't understand how. I mean, the movie up against its other films was way up there. All right, you're giving 7 a 2.5. That, so far, is the that's the bottom of the barrel for 2025. Thanks,
Breezy. Hopefully that's the lowest score it gets this year.
You know what I mean? No. We're going to do Walk to Remember again, where you can score that a -3.
They didn't even walk.
98PXY is free and always.
Gracie Abrams on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, any recommendations for non-drinking related activities to do in Rochester this January? I can't think of any personally, but it feels like most of people socializing today involves the bar or nights out, etc.
Always.
However, we would love to hear from some of you who are doing Dry January, like our girl Breezy. What are some fun activities that you can do?
I love how my Dry January is just like me living, because I like barely drink anymore anyways, so it's not that much of a challenge. But
what's going on with that bottle? I will gladly take whatever that is.
Well, this is a classic coffee whiskey, and I'm going to wait until I can drink again and put it in my espresso martinis. Shout out Connor for getting that for me on Friday. But I was thinking, like, the weather is miserable. It's literally freezing. People don't want to go outside. What are you going to do to keep yourself busy? Because when it's cold out like this, all you want to do is stay inside and drink to warm yourself up, right? But you're not going to do that if it's Dry January.
You know,
so
it's funny you mentioned that too, because this is a conversation I had with a lot of people when I was living in California. I said, when you're like on the East Coast and it's a blizzard out and it's the middle of winter, people, they come together, they talk, they hang out.
Yeah.
You know, we're inside, we're playing cards with one another, we're socializing. They couldn't understand that. They couldn't wrap their heads around that. You know what I mean?
That's so weird.
Right.
That's so weird. I wonder what the correlation of that is with, like, social skills and moments and relationships, what the correlation is that. Like, obviously, I feel like people on the East Coast have, like, deeper, more meaningful connections and relationships with people that they love.
Oh, I would disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying they have those moments to do that. When on the West Coast, you're very distracted by the weather. You can always go outside. You can always
something. That's what you're talking about. The people on the East Coast. I thought you said West Coast.
No.
People on the East Coast. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And it's harder for people on the West Coast to understand that. And like you said, because everybody's just kind of out and about. You're always outside. You're doing your own thing. And everything's like just totally gnarly, man. It's like totally chill.
So rad.
Someone messaged in that paint night can be fun, where you and your significant other paint each other.
Yes. Did that once. Didn't end well.
No. Did a fight break out?
No, a fight didn't break out, but I did look like a man. She did paint me to look like a man. I was like, that's not me. That's not my jawline. Thank you so much.
Full grown beard.
This person says, bars, you can go to a bar with alcohol-free cocktails, which we do have one of those in Rochester.
What's the name
of it? It's called Alt Bar.
Yes.
It's over in like North Winton area. Never been. Would love to check it out. Definitely.
I saw them on the news for promoting the party they were having for New Year's Eve.
I'm also the type of person, though, that I'm not going to spend $16 on a mocktail. Like, that's just not something I'm going to do.
No, that's criminal.
But, like, if that's your journey, pop off.
If I'm giving you $16 of my hard-earned money, you better make me feel a certain way. And that way is tipsy.
Tingly, for sure.
I want to feel something.
Another thing that someone texted in is take up yoga.
Yep, yoga is a good one.
I don't know if that's...
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Matt. Haven't drank for the past year, and a huge help for me has been going to the sauna or steam room once a week with a friend of mine or on my own, and usually we just stop for coffee on the way home. Yeah, I kind of do that now alone. Yeah. It's very nice. What do I not do alone?
Yeah, right? I mean, me, are alone.
Me on a Saturday night painting myself in a mirror.
It's like, why are you wearing a wig? This person says, I know this is such an underrated thing to do, but comedy shows are so much fun. They are.
I haven't been to one in quite some time.
Always forget that they're a thing. Comedy at the Carlson obviously is amazing. I'm going to a show on the 23rd
Comedy
of
at
January.
The Carlson.
Joe Dombrowski?
Joe, how do I know that name?
So he was a teacher turned comic.
What's his name?
Joe Dombrowski?
The old Browski.
Browski?
Oh, yeah, I've seen this guy.
You know this guy?
He's got a good social media presence.
Mm-hmm. They always do. And I'm going to a comedy show on Friday, too. What else is there? This person... this is what I'm really looking forward to during this time and what I'm really prioritizing for 2025. Pampering yourself. Once a week, do something for you. It's so easy to get into this slump of, like, seasonal depression and not feeling like yourself because it's, like, so gross out.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got a spray tan for no reason.
I know.
I did. I did.
You're looking very tan today.
Thank you.
There's nothing authentic about it, but you know, you got to coach yourself sometimes. You know what I mean? You look great.
I do.
Yeah, and that's one thing that people like to do too, is when it looks like and feels like this outside in the middle of winter in upstate New York, some people just want to go to a tanning bed.
But do whatever you can do to make yourself feel better. You know what I mean?
Got to get that vitamin D. All right.
Period. Period.
So if you are doing dry January, there are plenty of activities. Breezy's going to post all, there's 50 of them here in front of us. She's going to post all 50 on her social media page. So you can go and check that.
Take up a craft.
You can take up a craft.
Start needle pointing.
Anything. Why not? That's what my mom's doing. She made so many sweaters and dropped them off at Open Door Mission. She's just an angel.
She literally is.
She's an absolute angel. So if you guys are doing dry January, best of luck. I failed this last year around this time. So I made it the first 48
really
hours.
You did. And then on the third, you were cracking open White Claws on the air.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, cheers. I'm like, I'm not drinking. Thank you so much.